Hello, explorers, and happy new year. In case you guys don't know this about me, I'm actually Persian. I like to say I'm an Iranian American, or I like to say Persian because it's very exotic. And I wanted to dedicate today's episode on Nowruz and talk about what are my traditions that I do when it comes to celebrating the first day of spring, which is basically what Nowruz is. It is the first day of spring, and it is a very old traditional celebration that is celebrated by over 300 million people worldwide. And it is a celebration that marks the end of an old year and the beginning of a new one. And it's celebrated on the day of the astronomical equinox, which usually takes place around March 21st, 22nd, around those days. And it is rooted from Zoroastrianism, a religion practiced in ancient Persia that predates Christianity and Islam. And it's been a big tradition of mine growing up. We celebrate the calendar new year in the States, like, you know, January 1st, January 31st, going into the calendar new year, we have the ball drop and we do the happy new year. But in my family, we celebrate not only that, but we also celebrate the first day of spring. And it just means to us a new beginning, which Nowruz means new day. And it is just a great way to celebrate the beginning of spring and so much more. For me, Nowruz is this season of life. It is a time of awakening, going from the darkness to the day. And I want to dedicate today's episode on my yearly tradition and things that you may want to incorporate in your routine, and that is the spring cleaning. What are the things that I do for Nowruz, getting ready for the new season of life? Nowruz. All right, let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so as I mentioned before, I'm Persian and I'm very proud and I have a lot of Persian pride, and this is the time of the year where I love to just give this very big excuse to say, oh, Nowruz is coming, I've got to clean the house, I want to get the house ready for a big party, a big event, family gatherings, lots of cooking, and much, much more. I mean, I'm not kidding you, sometimes when we have Nowruz events, I don't have to cook for like weeks, because we're just cooking so much. And then I just meal prep and divvy out everything from the leftovers. And so here's some things that I do for my spring cleaning that I'm hoping it might inspire you guys. So when it comes to a new day, one thing I love to do is I want to clean all my rugs. Like, this is the time where I take all my rugs and I get them washed, and I take them to Oriental Rug Cleaning in Indianapolis. And I've been really pleased with their services, and they give my rugs a great bath. I do this every other year, actually, and sometimes rugs that are yearly that have a lot of traffic. And that is where the most dander and dirt gets collected. I have hardwood floors, so I'm just really excited to get those rugs cleaned and refreshed, tumbled, and ready to go. And this is the time of year where I do another decluttering phase. I go through some things and make space for the new. This is the time where I actually flip my wardrobe. I go from the fall winter wardrobe to the spring summer wardrobe. And I have two bags where I rotate my clothing, my wardrobe. I have a small closet. I live in a 1960s home and I love it. And I don't have a walk-in closet, so I also go through all my clothes to start the new year. And I highly recommend you guys check out my decluttering guide. Not only is it great for ADHD, but it's also great just kind of go through things and just ask yourself these questions. It is a tedious process, but the more you do it, the better you get, and the less stuff you accumulate over time. So I just definitely wanted to emphasize that too. And this is a great way for you to have a chance to deep clean your house, Sometimes I hire a company and we go through a deep clean, like I'm not kidding you, a 3 to 4 hour deep clean where we take out everything from the kitchen. We empty everything out. We clean everything. We reorganize things in and out because I want to enjoy spring. I want to enjoy time with family. This is the time where we're getting out of hibernation. And now I can go through the clothes that I have. I know where my kitchen utensils are all together. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD. An organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and has been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at leilaaliyeh.com. That's LAILAALIEH. All right, let's get back to the show. Now, when it comes to clothing and items, I always check to see if it's broken or stained. And if it is, I toss it or I donate it. Most likely, I toss it. And I want to just be able to start on a great foot this way. It's like I touch everything. I clean everything. I get rid of everything that I don't like. And then I'm like, okay, I tagged you. Tag, let's do it. You're it. And type of stuff. I also even do get my pots changed from the winter pots to the spring summer pot themed flowers. And I just like to bring some joy and energy in the front of my house. Like, so once I go into my house, I feel great going from outside in and rake the leaves if there's any leaves left. And maybe even start making my list for the things that I want to plant for my garden. And so it's just that time of getting ready for the first day of spring and then also pre-planting them some things going into it right away and possibly a little bit summer. But it depends on the situation. All I like to focus on is getting the house ready, my clothes, going through all that, meal prepping, and just starting with fresh air. And on top of that, I even open up the doors and windows and let some fresh air in just to kind of get rid of the stale winter air. And just that feeling of refreshment is so, so good. Okay, I'll stop right there. So I hope that this was very valuable to you guys on what's a healthy, fun, exciting routine to start the spring in your home. And you may not have to celebrate Nowruz, but spring is coming and Miles will use this time as a definitive excuse to clean your house really well, get your house looking nice and prepped, and invite in all that good energy into your home. Enjoy your day. Have a great start of your spring. Happy Nowruz, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at leila@leilaaliyeh.com. That's leila@leilaaliyeh.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at leilaaliyeh.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.